Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carew out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Killebrew scores. Braun goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Hermann moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Horta reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Holt reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holt moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon is hit by the pitch. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Thompson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Thompson reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Mitterwald scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Twins. Mike Adams pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Steve Stone now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Tony Muser pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Muser reaches second base with a double. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Muser moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Jorge Orton now playing shortstop. Tony Muser now playing first base. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.